Hello and welcome to the Girls Brigade Scripture Podcast. Our vision is that Girls Brigade Northern Ireland will be recognised as a dynamic, relevant, Christ-centred organisation effectively reaching out to all girls to value, nurture and equip them for life. I really hope you enjoy listening to this episode.
Today we are delighted to have Amy with us recording our podcast. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much for giving up your morning to come and talk to us about the Psalms. And we're delighted to have you here. Have you had a good summer?
Yes, brilliant summer. I've been everywhere. It's been class.
That's brilliant. Where have you been?
I was in Uganda, in Portugal.
Wow.
Poor Stuart.
So. Oh, brilliant. So you've had a variety of places and experiences.
Yes.
So we have you here obviously to talk to you about our Psalms, but before we talk about the Psalm, I would love you to tell us a wee bit about yourself and your connection to GB.
So my name is Amy. I'm 21 years of age. I'm from Ballinure, but I live in Belfast because I study theology at Queen's and it's my final year.
Wow.
And I've been going to GB for 16 years in Ballinure. And I am an officer. I was just sent along when I was an explorer and I've stayed ever since.
Okay, so this is a question that you might be able to answer off the top of your head, but maybe not. Sorry for putting you on the spot. But what is your earliest memory of Girls Brigade? Can you remember?
Yes, actually, I remember doing a display item when I was maybe like 4 and we had to dress up as if it was our wedding day.
Oh, wow.
So I was put in like a tuxedo. I had to play a husband. I don't know. I just remember these photos of like all these wee girls running around in white dresses and in tuxedos. It was so funny.
And were you devastated that you didn't get to be the bride? Or were you okay with that?
I was okay. I was a little tomboy.
Were you a little tomboy? It was all good. Totally fine. That's good. So that's your earliest memory. And you're an officer now?
Yes, I'm an officer.
And what is your highlight of being an officer? What do you love about being an officer in GB?
Good question. I would say I love the responsibility and the authority, but I don't know if I do. I like messing around a lot. I just like that I get to know all the girls, and I get to go and spend time with them, just investing in all these.
Brilliant.
Love going every Friday night.
Brilliant. And my last question, just for to get to know you a bit better. This is a bit of a cliched question, but if you were stranded on a desert island, what like 3 things would you have?
Whoa. Do I have to say Bible?
Well, excluding your Bible. Of course.
I'd bring my dog, Bella. She's beautiful. I would bring my phone. Can I bring my phone?
Okay. Well, you might not have any internet connection.
True.
You could download some stuff if you knew you were going to be stranded. You could download some stuff.
Yes, I might do that.
Okay.
And I would bring my piano.
Oh, okay, so you play. So so from that we've learned you're an animal lover, you like using your phone.
Yes.
And who doesn't? And you love to play the piano.
Yes.
You're musical. Yes. So that's brilliant. Okay, well Amy, we're here to talk about the Psalms, and as you know, this year the girls will be looking at various Psalms and what we can learn about God from those Psalms. So maybe you could tell us what Psalm you've chosen to tell us about, and also can you tell us about a time in your life whenever that Psalm was helpful for you in your journey with God?
Yep. So the Psalm I've chosen to talk about is Psalm 139, and this Psalm is packed full of truths about us and about God, and every time I read it something else like
Brilliant.
Comes to my mind and inspires me. There's so much to learn and take away from it, and it continues to challenge me in my thinking. A time that I find it helpful, I find it helpful in the present, but more particularly in my later teens. Something I've struggled always with is like my image and my self-image and my body image. And I struggled so many years with like my worth. And I would look in the mirror and I would think like, Amy, you're so ugly and you're so worthless. I would just see that I'm not good enough. And this led to a lot of things like not taking care of myself properly and just becoming like really, really obsessed with my image and my self-worth. And I suppose it came from a lot of things, from media. I'm obsessed with Instagram, if you know me.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay.
And I also had a boyfriend and it ended like quite badly. And I maybe thought, you know what, I wasn't good enough, or like there must have been some sort of reason why it ended. Like, maybe I wasn't pretty enough, maybe I wasn't skinny enough, maybe I just wasn't good enough. But obviously I've always been a Christian, so it was always hard to try and balance those feelings of I'm not good enough, but deep down I know I'm God's child, is basically what it says in the psalm.
Yeah, brilliant. And so this year we're looking a lot at what it means to be honest with God. So you've been really honest with us, and thank you for sharing that and being vulnerable with us, because if we're all honest, everybody's went through that at some stage in their life, or it's something that they struggle with from time to time. So thank you for being honest. But I just wondering, during that time, did you find it useful, or were you really honest with God and how you were feeling? And did that Sam help you, or can you talk to us a little bit about that maybe?
Yeah, so I suppose at the time I wasn't really coming to God at all. I don't know, my identity just wasn't in God or in the Bible or what I read in his word. So it's more looking back on it, I can see I did look at this psalm at the time, and the part that impacted me the most is like verses 13 and 14.
Okay.
They talk about how we're each made in God's image, and that he made us how he wants us to be. So I just felt a real hatred for like myself and my body. And over time it's been changing as I've read this psalm and I've learned more about God's word, that God has made us wonderfully and perfectly. And that's easy to say, but it's not so easy to do.
Yes.
So I've been slowly coming to terms with the fact that I am God's masterpiece, we all are, mm-hmm. and I'm exactly how he wants me to be. And I love verse 6 as well, just the idea of like God's knowledge is too much for us to understand. I just love the idea that he's so far above us and we're just so small.
Brilliant. And I loved what you said as well, about how every time you come to that, Sam, there's something else.
Yeah.
God speaks to you about, you know, that he reveals something else that maybe on reading the psalm before you've skimmed past that verse, because that's maybe not what he's wanted to speak to you about at that time. But whenever you come to it afresh, he always knows what we need and when we need it. So during that time where you were feeling like that, or even now, do you find that whenever you're reading God's word that he still would give you that word in season?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like sometimes you open your Bible and you know what you want to hear, but you don't want to hear the hard stuff.
Okay.
So I definitely read that psalm before and didn't want to take it to heart that I was God's masterpiece or God's image or how he wants me to be. You kind of go wanting to get out of it when you want to get out of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But the more I come back to it, the more I'm like, actually, yes, that applies to that part of my life and that applies to this part of my life. And more recently, it's been the end of the psalm. So beforehand, it would have been verses 13 and 14 that it really struck me, but now it's sort of more verses 25 and 26, 24.
And what does that say?
So it says, if I ask God to search me, change my ways and my thoughts and lead me in the way everlasting. So that's so much more applicable to my life now as I've come out of that stage and trying to get on the right track with God. It's, Lord, make me more like you, like, change my heart, change my mind, change my ways, because I want to turn more into Christ and be less selfish in my
life. That's amazing. And so do you find as you read those verses that you're almost saying it like a prayer? Do you find that God is changing your heart? Like, can you see where he's doing that?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I just need to keep coming back to it. We're so sinful. Like, I would just be in my head all the time thinking about myself. And I feel like that's just human nature. So I always come back to these verses and be like, God, change my ways. Like, even yesterday I was out on a walk with my earphones in, walking on the beach, and I was like, God, like, I haven't thought about you in like a day or two. How sinful am I? Like, please change my ways. Please be back on track. Like it's something that we're never gonna fully get. We need to keep coming back to God and asking him to change our ways and bring us back to him.
Yeah. So just like, coming back briefly to what you'd shared before, back to the psalm, you know, what you'd said about, so I think, you know, it's amazing that we have God's word and we can read it, but have you any practical tips of how you applied what God said to you in those verses in Psalm 139 to help you through times when you're maybe struggling with your insecurity or your identity? Have you, you know, what helped you, you know, how to apply it to your life?
Yeah, I would say that this chapter forced me to look at myself differently, to see myself as precious and as God's child, and even when I didn't feel like one. So I spent so much of my time in front of the mirror, like, criticizing myself and how I look. And this passage has helped me shift my thinking and my perspective. Like, God has so much more in mind for us and for us to be sitting worrying about how we look or how we appear to other people. In verse 16 particularly, it says that he has all our days planned out. So that just reminded me that I should spend less of my days, like, worrying and in my own head and worrying about what I think and what other people think, and more time, like, focused on God and have my eyes on him. So I think it's just being careful about what I'm spending my time doing. Am I spending an afternoon worrying about myself, or am I spending an afternoon in God's word and with my eyes fixed on him and praising him for who he made me to be?
Yeah. And so how, whenever you catch yourself on that you're maybe, like, spending too much time, you know, which we all do, if we're honest, obsessing ourselves or how we look or wanting something, you know, so that's all very natural and very human. But how do you feel whenever you catch yourself on and you turn it around and you're intentional about your thoughts? Can you notice a difference or a contrast in how you're feeling before and after within yourself?
Does that make sense? No, yeah, definitely. Because even now I slip into it, like, oh, I really need to exercise today, like, I look awful. But see, when you just take yourself out of that mindset and focus on God and his word, like, this summer I've just had such an opportunity to do that, being in Uganda and doing different teams. Like, you just feel so much more fulfilled and satisfied. Like, there's nothing that will satisfy you in trying to make yourself look better or feel better or trying to get self-worth from other things and other people. When you look to God, like, he truly satisfies the desires of your heart.
Brilliant, brilliant. And you know what verse has really struck me from this psalm? When it talks about how God has his eye on you, has had his eye on us, or on you, whenever you're reading it, from you were in your mother's womb. Like, that just blows my mind, that God of the universe that created everything has his eye on me and is watching me and has been watching me from I was in my mother's womb right up to now, that he cares about us so much that his eye is on us, watching over us. I just think that verse is amazing. That's a verse that I probably have never really thought about up until the last couple of months. It just has really played in my mind. You said something earlier on that I just want to touch on, because we're nearly coming to the end. You said about how you love social media.
Yes.
And you love Instagram.
Love it.
So, like, how do you find yourself whenever you're looking at that? Do you find it can, do you sometimes need to withdraw yourself from it? Or I'm just wondering, from a Christian perspective, how you don't let yourself get back into that rhythm of being obsessed with what you're seeing and comparing yourself.
Yeah.
So can you maybe share just how you do that?
Yeah, no, I still, like, slip in time to time, like, being really obsessed with, like, all the pretty girls on it, or how many likes I'm getting, or what I'm going to post. And I'm 21, so it's probably ridiculous at this age, but I just love it. I suppose for myself, it's like taking a step back. Again, spending my time more wisely. Like, what am I filling my mind with? Like, is it always Instagram fitness models that I want to look like, or how many likes I get, or is it, you know, investing in my relationship with God, and my relationship with other people and my friends? And when you spend too much time obsessing over social media, you can see how it affects your friendships and your relationships and your relationship with God. You become so self-centered and just so self-conscious. So more recently, I suppose, practically, it's like setting a time limit on my phone and putting it down, even though I am actually obsessed with it. Like, I need to pick it back up again at some stage. But it's investing my time wisely in other things. And I mean, I'm talking as if I've got it nailed. I don't.
Well, I don't think any of us.
No.
But it's about being intentional, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
about
definitely.
Choosing to say, do I want this? You know, do I want to get to the end of my day and think, gosh, what have I done with today?
Yeah,
exactly. Have I spent it all day? You know, and that's not to condemn or make us feel guilty about ourselves. But I think that's also the amazing thing about God, is that when he corrects us or challenges us, it's not in a way that makes us feel bad about ourselves, but it leads us to life and hope and life in all its fullness. Amy, I could chat to you all day, and there's different things that you've said there that I think, I'd love to ask her about this, and I'd love to ask her about that, but maybe that's for another podcast. But I just want to thank you for just coming and chatting to us this morning. And I suppose just before we end, I'd love to pray for you. Is that okay?
Yes,
so
great.
Let's just pray. God, I thank you for Amy. God, I thank you for what you've been doing in our life. God, I thank you for the way that you've been speaking to her and through your word. God, thank you that she knows that she's fearfully and wonderfully made. And God, thank you that you've been taking her on a journey, even this just this summer, of just revealing more and more of yourself to her. And God, we just thank you that you have plans to prosper her and not to harm her. And you have amazing plans and purposes ahead for her. And God, I pray she goes into her final year of uni, that you would bless her and encourage her, that you would help her to get through her work. And Lord, I just pray for her in her company as a GB officer, that you would bless the work that she does there to serve you. And so God, we just thank you for her, Lord. We bless you for her, and we just honor her for just how honest and vulnerable she's been with us today. And we just pray you be with her for the rest of the summer until she goes back to uni. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We would love it if you could share this podcast with others. If you would like to find out more about GB, check out our website, gbni.co.uk. You can also keep up to date with us by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.